your heart.
Naked!
Your soul.
Naked!
Your clothes!
Naked!
So writing this song, but I was just taking a break to do whatever I wanted to see you. You could be the one to do this. Got that thing. Continuous Weekend. Before that was Seas of Illusion and The Naked Truth, and we started with Richie. And now we have our last song, and thanks everybody for staying up late and listening. We really do appreciate it. We are Gull Boy.
Bass change. All right. Thank you to Goldboy for playing in Studio D. I'll talk to them in a little bit. But in the meantime, here's some Will Daly. Enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
91.5 WMFO. That was Thick Shakes with Go Back to New York. And I had Will Daly with Why You Go Back. Could do a mashup on that one. Anyhow, we have some people in the room. Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Gull Boy.
Good evening.
Yep. Hello, world.
How was it in there?
Excellent.
Pretty steamy.
It's a hot summer, that's for sure.
Okay, you guys, come on. Were you there, Greg, during the last time we played when the air conditioner was down? No. That was Turkish Delight. We played with Turkish Delight. We played here, and the air conditioner was down, and it was as hot as today. So all you guys next to me saying how hot it was, this was beautiful.
so he's basically calling you too weak.
Yeah, does that a lot.
Yeah, that's what Carl's here for.
Yeah.
Jeez. So what brings you to On the Town?
This is the third iteration of this band, and it's the sound has changed, and we really wanted to bring it, and we're getting ready to record. So a lot of these songs are virgin as far as seeing the bits on CDs or through the air, and so we're glad to get them down, get them tracked. Hope people enjoyed hearing them, and will want to hear them recorded.
Excellent, excellent.
Good answer.
So I was listening while I was in here, you know, in the nice cooler room, if you will.
Yep. Yeah, we noticed.
It is nice.
Do you plan on writing songs about all the other Cambridge streets?
No. Yeah, no, I wanted to on purpose. I've always been a fan of Willie Alexander's Mass Ave song.
Right, okay.
And so I really wanted to answer that. So that was a specific thing. And it turns out that right now there's a drive on Cambridge Street called, what is it? I gave you guys the bag. It's like Cambridge Street Now or something. They're trying to
the tote bag.
Yeah. They're trying to rethink it. And so it's become a really timely song because it covers the exact stretch that the East Cambridge Business Association has been trying to revitalize and popularize. And it's
civic-minded.
Yeah, it's a fun song to play because usually people come up to us and there's one place or another that they love that they hear called out. And they're like, wow, that was neat. Somebody at one of the shows we played said, I had just eaten at Christina right before this show. Because we call out Christina's ice cream.
Right. No, I noticed a lot of them. I got to say, I am not familiar with a lot of the establishments that you mentioned there. But then again, I probably have been there, but I just don't remember that it's on Cambridge Street.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, Christina's absolutely.
Yep.
Is it mostly in Central Square, Cambridge, or is it actually in Somerville?
Cambridge Street is not in Central Square at all. We're talking the stretch from Leverett Circle past East Cambridge to Wellington, Harrington into Inman Square. That's
Cambridge Christina's Street. Is about three blocks from Inman Square. Three?
It's blocks? Right in Inman Square.
Somewhere there? Yeah. But, that's it. That's the place that struck me the most.
It's a really vibrant music scene there on Cambridge Street. We got Sally O'Brien's there, and then we got
O'Brien's is Union Square.
Oh Jesus! Okay, so how about Cantab?
All right, so should we just cut? Should we just cut his mic off?
Yeah, really.
Because
I'm from the Berkshires, so I don't know really anything around
there. I'm from Worcester.
Oh,
nice.
Got it.
So there's that.
So Gull Boy, a lot of people think it's seagulls, and they wonder why we're interested. Has nothing to do with seagulls. Gull is a parrot, an Amazon parrot. And it was Gull was my companion for a long time. And so Gull Boy is kind of like...
So you had a parrot named Gull?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so in the same way that, like, if you're familiar with the story of Pinocchio, which recently I was just reading somebody that really identified with Pinocchio, and it was sadly in the story of, you know, the story about the club kids with that guy... can't remember his name. Party Monster was based on
Michael Ollie.
Yeah, and one of his His accomplices.
Surprised I remembered that.
One of his accomplices just passed away last week, and they were talking about him, and he was saying how he identified with Pinocchio. And Pinocchio is a curious character because he always wanted to just plain be a boy. And so Gull Boy is kind of visioning like a parrot becoming, or either us getting the clarity and the joy of life that the parrots have. So it's me wanting to see life with the clarity and joy of life that the bird Gull had.
So much story in two little words.
Yes. Yeah.
So to summarize, we want to be birds.
or birds want to be humans. I'm trying to wrap my head around that. Birds.
Well,
is always greener, right?
When the cyberpunk,
yeah, something like that.
When the cyberpunk literary movement was happening, there was always these fanciful ideas, and one of the things that I always wanted during that era was that I could be bioengineered to have feathers instead of hair. You know, that I could instead of furrowing your brow, you go and your feathers stand up.
Okay, let's get back to Cambridge Street.
Is this the answer to a question you
yeah.
answered?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was kind of leading into something with the bands and the,
okay,
the
go
clubs.
For it.
I just wanted to shout out to some of the bands that are really active these days. One of my favorites is The Very and Crow Follows.
Yep, Crow
Mini
Follow,
Beast,
yep.
Trinary Systems. They're all out there gigging, and it'd be great to see everybody show up to these gigs and have a great time, because these are awesome bands. We just played with two really great bands, the Martha's Vineyard Fairies and the Stone Dust
Infields.
Yeah. And there are some really tight bands coming out, and lots of energy and creativity. Cool sound.
Always great to support your local bands, because it's so difficult to kind of be a band. It's hard to get shows. It's
so
hard to
rough during COVID, and
it costs a fortune
exploding.
To freaking rehearse. So you know,
it
it's.
Does.
I was going to say to, what did you three do, as far as the band is concerned, throughout COVID?
We all got COVID together,
yeah,
first of all.
Oh,
yeah, that was just a few months ago.
Yeah.
Only a few months ago.
So we made it pretty far through, but can't escape.
We all got COVID together on the same day, I think.
The place we rehearsed, they bought
so
this
weird.
Expensive, like, mister, and it was kind of like in the Stephen King movie, The Mist. It was like, it had this smell, kind of like, right? Like, you agree, guys? Like burning
door.
Rubber, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
And they would walk around with it, and you felt comforting afterwards, though, because it smelled so bad that there's no way that anything, even COVID, could survive in that mist. And then that meant it was ready for practice.
It reminds me of the trucks that went through the neighborhood spraying DDT in the day.
Exactly.
We at least loved to jump into that fog and scream.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrifying.
That's going way back. Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. We did lots of things, like chasing
jumping
after
into
the good
clouds
humor
of
man.
DDT.
Times have changed.
Oh, yeah. Back in those
days. And it sounds like this mist thing that you're talking about was like molten plastic or something.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That no.
Yeah.
Right. Some
live and learn.
Some places approach is like get an air makeup system and move a lot of air. Some places approach is like, you know, sterilize everything. So our rehearsal space did.
Before
that.
We do move on from that though, shout out to Jam Spot in Wakefield. Love those guys.
Jam Spot, yes.
Yeah.
Keeping
it alive after the Somerville location closed, obviously, a couple years ago.
Which stunk.
We love Jam Spot.
Was walking distance from my house.
Oh no! I've been to that Somerville location. Yeah. That, I mean, it was just far enough out of the way.
Yeah.
Now it's a big building or something, new skyscraper or something.
Oh,
something
really?
Like that.
Yeah.
We won't get. I won't get into that.
Yeah.
Really? Please.
Yeah. Let's not get into that.
Yeah. That being said, it was a bummer for Carl to have to commute further. But I live out in Gloucester, so
he's
it's easier
psyched.
For me.
Yeah.
You mean Gloucester?
Yeah,
Gloucester,
Gloucester.
Spoken from Worcester, right?
Worcester, yeah. Worcester, Gloucester, Boston. Did I say that right? Boston. I don't know. I try and tell people that are not from here. It's Bahstin. Boston.
So we just gifted MFO with three CDs. I just want to explain. There's a Gull Boy CD that's also vinyl, and you can get that on our Bandcamp page.
Excellent.
There's a Gingerbread Men CD that's also vinyl, and you get that on our Bandcamp. And Gingerbread Men included both me and Mike from Gull Boy.
Okay.
And then there's Vial.
Jim Sprague and Paul Martinez.
Exactly. Yeah. And then Vial of Life is a band before I moved here from New York, and that has Richie in it that was immortalized in the song Richie that you heard during the
Right, yes.
So Richie Grammer.
Okay. Very nice. So you just it looks like you just recently reissued these.
Well,
because these go back a little while, right?
Nothing there was ever issued. We've always been experts at the art of messing up, and so we never put out stuff.
What?
Right? We've been experts at the art of
You shouldn't procrastinate that.
Okay, we put out two singles, but this is the full length that never was.
Yeah.
This thing, I'm
Thanks
really
to Carl for
proud.
Putting that all together, and Eric Lindgren and all sorts of people who contributed in helping us find the tapes buried in vaults.
Yeah, Bill T. Miller. Town.
Oh, yes.
Bill T. Miller, yeah.
And him and I mixed.
Folks at Port Apache.
Right, there was songs on that record that had never been mixed. Like, they had been tracked, but never mixed.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was a pure joy, finding them, excavating them, and giving them a fresh coat of paint. Mm-hmm. They've become kind of my favorites.
So all three of these, you handed me to these before we went on air.
Yep.
And so are all of these just recently issued in the last year
or
so?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very
and
nice.
They're all on Bandcamp.
I was just...
Yes. Yeah, just look...
Under Gull Boy, or did you set up separate Bandcamps for each one?
But you can also get it on Gull Boy. On Gull Boy, we set up packages so that you can save money and get multiple ones at once.
Well, that's good. So what is the Bandcamp page where you can get the package for... You know,
the Gull Boy.
Get the Gull Boy. Bandcamp.com.
And, can you get all three?
Absolutely.
And get all three.
Absolutely.
Get all three. Support Carl and his art.
I put together so many different packages that you'll get dizzy. You know, vinyl ones. There's a 7-inch.
Coming. There's a package for everybody.
Yeah, there's a package for everybody.
Excellent. All right. So what is coming up for Gull Boy?
Well, right now we're taking we'll take probably 2 months. We're going to kind of chill right now, and we're trying to support. Greg has a business that he has started called Eclectic Clam, and they're pretty awesome, and he's trying to break into farmers markets, and we are fully supporting that by kind of right now taking a little bit of time that he can get established, and that's the goal right now.
Yeah, everybody on the North Shore, look out for Eclectic Clam. The best stuffed clams, fish cakes, and crab cakes you've ever had, for
truly.
Sure.
Truly.
Hell yeah.
And you say that
and
from
I'm,
the person who's allergic.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Oh, no, trust me. I miss it. I miss it a lot. But I kind of like breathing. So
breathing is good.
There's
I would
that.
Recommend breathing
before
seafood, though. I love seafood. I would eat it all, but... But breathing is better, for sure.
Yeah, breathing is much better. All right, so thank you so much for coming in and playing and basically handing over your history. And these will be in the vast library that the vast WMFO library that you have been perusing since you got here.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. All right.
Take care.
Go to gullboy.bandcamp.com and get at least one of the packages.
Beautiful.
Maybe get two packages.
Two packages with vinyl and CDs. Go totally like old school and then middle school if you want to. You know, old school with the vinyl.
Too, right?
Sure,
you
absolutely.
Do all three, you know?
Yeah,
and CDs is kind of middle school.
There's also an LP. There's both of them come in LPs.
That's
as well.
That's old school. That's the old school part. I've already established this, man. Listen,
it's late for us.
Yes, it is. All right.
All right.
It's late for everybody.
Totally.
All right. I'll let you guys break down.
So thanks to Joel for engineering us,
thank
and
you,
thanks to MFO for having us, and the Mickey D on the town.
Take care.
And thank you for coming in and playing.
Yep.
And we look forward to what comes next after, you know, the whole farmer's market thing gets established and
cool weather, cool stuff, cool boy time.
Yep. But
I'll let you know as soon as we have a non-seafood item.
There you go. Awesome. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
All right, here are the Model Sons.
You got a lot of nerve telling her how to run her life. clown. How could you treat someone like that?
.5 WMFO. That was Ms. Pigeon with Girls on Foot. Speed Fossil gave you You Got a Lot of Nerve, and I started that off with the Model Sons with Lies and the Money. You've been listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I have been Phil. And it's almost the end. But fear not. Next week, Lils will be here. We'll have live music, recorded music, great music, local music. What more can you ask for? Anyway, I'm going to close out the night with a very... How can I put this? It's the last song on the final record of this wonderful band. I'm having a hard time putting it into words because I was just so happy that this came out a few years ago, and so I'm going to play the song October by a band that is a very, very good friend of the show, Reverse, from What's Your Problem, Mrs. October. I will see you next time. 91.5 WMFO. Talks are free.